Welcome to Shelby Podcast, a production of Shelby Systems Media. And now here's your host, Don Olson.
On today's show, we'll be talking with Ken Emmert, a consultant trainer for Shelby's training department. Ken will explain the best practices for a successful financial year-end and how you can sign up to attend a year-end webinar.
We are on the phone today with one of Shelby's consultant trainers, Ken Emmert. I hear that you've been working with Shelby Training Manager Bill Ballew on a year-end webinar. Can you tell us what is the name of the webinar and what issues do you plan to address?
The webinar is called Best Practices for a Successful Financial Year-End. And the whole idea is, you know, with the financial modules, there are things you do at the end of each year. And the typical problem is that you do those things once a year, not the same thing you do every day. And so many times it's kind of like, I just need a refresher to get all these things done because you've got this year end that's just passed. It tends to be a little intimidating. So it's going to be a refresher to say, hey, these are the things you need to cover. Also, it'll be a great tool for the person who's going through the year end for the first time. So it's to cover those things that you do once a year to just say, have you covered all your bases? You know, just kind of give you a heads up to make sure you remember everything you need to do.
Could you very briefly explain some of the year-end tips that you'll be covering in detail during the webinar?
Well, you know, in payroll, you have your W-2s and you have your 941s. One of the things you have to do to make the government happy is to make sure that the totals from those two different sets of reports match. So we'll be covering some tips on that. In accounts payable, you have 1099s. How do you make sure you have all of the 1099 income reported properly? In contributions, you have your contribution statement. How do I present the statements in a form that is acceptable to the IRS? All statements now have to have the wording, no goods or services were received other than religious benefits. So there are a number of those things that if you don't do them right, it can cause problems for you down the road.
What would you say are the advantages of attending this webinar over a traditional classroom setting, and what exactly will the person who attends experience?
Because it's online, for me, I can sit here in Phoenix where the temperature is in the 70s, unlike recently when I was in Denver where it was 16 degrees. In either case, I don't have to leave my office. I don't have to travel anyplace, so I don't have any travel expenses. And I can sit in front of my computer and take it in, take notes, and figure out how that applies to me.
Ken, we sure appreciate you taking time to join us from Phoenix today and explaining all this good information. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you go?
One other additional quick tip. If people will just go to their dashboard and under the My Status section, there are several queries there that they would find helpful getting ready for year end. Two that I think of are unposted journal entries or unposted contribution batches. And put those on their dashboard and it'll show them if they have anything that hasn't been taken care of. And one other thing I'd like to add is that the support department will be working extra hours in January. They will be working from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. Better off to call either early in the day or late in the day because I know it will get crowded, you know, during the middle of the day when everybody thinks of their problems. So I would encourage them to call early or call later in the day and be patient. The support department will get to them and help them as quick as they can.
We would like to thank Ken Emmert for talking with us today about a tool that is going to be a huge help with year-end issues. If you would like to learn more about the year-end webinar that Ken talked about today, it will be made available on demand from the Shelby Training webpage. Before we go, here is our first inspirational quote for the new year from Philippians 3:13. I am not yet all that I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
You've been listening to Shelby Podcast with your host, Don Olson. Shelby Podcast is a copyrighted production of Shelby Systems Media and can be heard online at shelbyinc.com/podcast, or you can download the program, copy it to your iPod or MP3 player, and listen at your convenience. Shelby Podcast is also available on iTunes. Make sure you click the RSS link so that you get each new show automatically. We want to hear from you. Please send your comments, questions, or show topic suggestions to shelbypodcast@shelbyinc.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another Shelby Podcast.